Thank you, Madam President, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. We have taken note of the recommendations by the respective delegations. We will respond to you in some detail in writing. With that, Madam President, I will now proceed to making my closing remarks. Madam President, Excellencies, distinguished members of the Human Rights Council, fellow delegates, ladies and gentlemen, let me, on behalf of the government of Papua New Guinea, thank you for your commendable leadership in facilitating this important meeting, and members of the Council for the support in making it possible for us to present my country's report. I also thank the Troika members, the distinguished delegation of Eritrea, Fiji, and Venezuela, and also the rapporteur for the tremendous effort in ensuring Papua New Guinea's UPR report is presented today. We look forward to your guidance and support as we go forward in this important process. The government of Papua New Guinea is committed to working with the Council, members of the global community, stakeholders from the civic society, and development partners, as well as our rapporteur, and Troika members to complete the process for our national UPR report. Madam President, amidst the challenging circumstances and uncertainties ahead, we are pleased to note the level of cooperation among states and the solidarity with which countries are moving forward to address the common issues that affect the lives of our citizens everywhere. Papua New Guinea notes the level of interest in the number of important areas which emanated from our UPR report. We have provided responses to some of the questions and comments from the member countries, members of the Council, rather, and other UN member states, while for others, we will provide written responses in due course. My delegation is also grateful to the members who have given us feedback on this review report and assure this Council of our commitment to implement the relevant recommendations which are outstanding since the previous UPR cycles. In this regard, we seek the support of the UN and UN development partners to assist us to implement our human rights related work program. Going forward, we intend to share with all of our national stakeholders the outcomes of this important UPR process and to work with them in the implementation of the final recommendations. An integral part of our efforts at the national level will include strengthening advocacy and awareness on human rights issues, including through the education system, as well as sharing of knowledge and information on the best practices for improving human rights of all citizens. Let me also take this opportunity to thank all our development partners, including the United Nations and the civil society organizations in the country, for the valued active support provided to our remote communities and the vulnerable and marginalized people in our country. The government alone cannot provide every need of our communities, including those related to human rights, given the resources and other constraints faced. Such support received makes more positive influence to the lives and livelihoods of our people, for which we are grateful. We also acknowledge the vital role of the civic societies as important development partners in the protection and promotion of the human rights and the dignity of our citizens, regardless of race, ethnicity, and gender. May I also take this opportunity to pay special tribute to the important contributions of the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights in Papua New Guinea, including in the consultative stages of this UPR report. This was most needed, especially given the serious challenges posed by COVID-19 pandemic. We also look forward to continuing our growing partnership and also together with the UN Country Office in Papua New Guinea, and particularly on the way forward for the recommendations that will be ensued from this process. Finally, let me assure the Council and Member States, as well as our development partners, of our strong commitment to uphold our national commitment and obligations in further strengthening and improving the human rights situation in Papua New Guinea. Madam President, I thank you so much. And delegates, members of the delegations from other member countries, I thank you all. And a very pleasant 9 p.m., half 8 from Papua New Guinea to you all. Thank you so much.